So I'm behind the wheel of my silver Mini Cooper, and eco-driving instructor Mike Speck is coaching me on how to get the best gas mileage I can, as safely as possible.
Try to keep just a steady throttle input. You can see that you're on and off the gas quite a bit.
We're driving on suburban Phoenix roads at the beginning of rush hour. I drive a stick shift, and one of the first lessons Speck teaches me is to shift gears a lot more quickly than I'm used to.
And upshift.
Already?
And upshift.
Oh, but we're only going 30 miles an hour and we're in fourth gear?
Yeah, it's below 2,000 RPM. The car's perfectly fine doing it.
Speck is what they call a master eco-drive trainer at Proformance Group of Phoenix. Ford Motor Company recently teamed up with Proformance to offer nearly 50 eco-driving tests in Arizona. They studied the results, which showed that by working with a coach like Speck for just a few hours, drivers can improve their fuel economy by 24%. The nuts and bolts of eco-driving are simple enough. Accelerate and brake smoothly, slow down and watch your speed. Also, anticipate traffic signals as you're going down the road. But all this sounds way easier than it really is.
And we know there's another slow left-hander coming up, so off the gas.
Okay, I'm off the gas.
And just let it coast around the corner.
Okay. I feel like you're teaching me to drive my car all over again.
I'm trying to do it as mellow as I can.
That feeling of going back to driver's ed is actually part of the experience of learning to eco-drive. Kurt Magleby is the director of government relations at Ford, and he says to learn how to do it right, you do need a coach.
It's not about tips. And that's what you'll see in many websites throughout the United States, tips on how to become a better eco-driver. It's got to be the hands-on coaching experience that changes behavior.
Ford is part of a new nationwide effort to encourage eco-driving. Magleby says there's talk of putting trained coaches at Ford dealerships.
So when a person comes into a dealership and they're considering the purchase of a vehicle, we can talk to them about not only, here's the new technology vehicle, here's what it can do, but you are a part of that equation.
And down the line, Magleby says Ford might be pushing to have these techniques become a part of driver's ed classes.
You are accelerating very smoothly and very linearly. It's very good.
This is a different feel to driving. I feel like I'm coasting everywhere.
You are, and most people freak out about how much time they're going to take. When we validated this study here in the United States, the average amount of time increase was only 10%.
Speck and I drive the same route three times during my eco-driving lessons. The first run was the control, no tips from him at all, and I averaged 27 miles a gallon. But by the end of the third run, we'd boosted that to 36 miles a gallon. Not bad, huh? Now if I can only do that well on my own. For the Environment Report, I'm Renee Gattell.
Now try second. Well done. A little bit of power? Very well done.